The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Hey there, it is Dr. Holly Lucille here. Thank you so much for coming back. So this is like, it's not a four-letter word. It's not a four-letter word. It's not. It's a three-letter abbreviation. The FDA, Food and Drug Administration. I have got Ray Dustar, our juice star, in the house again, and we're going to talk exactly about who they are and what they do. Now, all you know, these are 10-minute digestible segments, and obviously this is a very large organization. But my friend Ray had an experience with the FDA, and I want to get us started by telling you I have a love, I don't want to say hate, I have a love confused relationship with the FDA, and I'll tell you why. I know, and this is not just my bias, this is from the medical literature, that FDA-approved medications and the appropriate prescription and use of them, okay, so I'm not talking about people that abuse prescription drugs because we want to get out there and help those folks. I am talking about doctors prescribing them as they should, patients taking them as they should. It is, get this, everybody pause, ready? Either the fourth or fifth leading cause of death in the United States, okay? We've got heart disease up there, number one still. We got some cancer. What? How is this happening? All right, but Ray, how are you, buddy?
That is an unbelievable statistic. I'm doing fine.
Isn't it?
I'm doing fine. Yeah, that, you know, that really is. And, you know, before we dive into this FDA, I honestly think that statistic is exactly why I love what you do with mindful medicine. I love the, you know, just the way you tell people to go about it. Because again, I think the biggest mistake that everyone has probably made their entire lives is to always think there's somebody else out there looking after your well-being. You know, as a kid, it's your parents. When you grow up, you think organizations like the FDA or, you know, for example, maybe your primary care physician, you always think there's somebody else out there looking after you. And, you know, honestly, there is. And when we dig into the FDA, I'll talk about, to be honest, what a great experience I've had with them. But it all comes back to your concept of mindful medicine, being your own primary care provider. And really, what's amazing in today's day and age is we've got the internet. There's so much access to information. You know, you can really, really get in touch with your medical needs, your questions, you know, what other people are experiencing. So anyway, I wanted to start with that because you're right. That is an incredible statistic of the amount of deaths that happen when people supposedly are doing what they think they should be doing. It's crazy.
Well, and I have to tell, because I know, like, you and I could probably do an hour show, and maybe they'll let us someday. We're like, it's Ray's back. Hey, Ray's back. But here's what I want to say, and what confuses me, because a lot of times in my practice, obviously, I mean, I'll now tell you, as a naturopathic doctor here in California, I'm licensed as a primary care doc, and I do have the right, and I'm regulated to prescribe prescription medications, synthetic medications, if I need to. A lot of times it's not necessary. In first doing no harm, we want to use the least invasive methods first. And so I try to kind of follow those things. And I had a patient once, it was a couple years ago, and we had a, you know, she was having actually seizures, and she's a young mom at the point in time where they're going to take her driver's license away. So she was up against the wall. She really wanted help and did some neurotransmitter testing, really comprehensively worked her up with everything else that she had from her conventional Western docs, and I really thought that we could make a difference. And she had some hesitancy with me, Ray, because guess what? She wanted to know with this, with these different amino acids, these different supporting things in biochemistry, are these FDA approved? And I had to tell her, well, absolutely not. You know, they're not approved at all.
No, they're not. They're actually not. Go ahead.
No, you go. So, but anyways, we had to fuck
yes.
with that because there was this. There was a fantasy of in her mind about things being FDA approved, being safe. That's my whole point.
Yep, absolutely. All right, so let me give everybody a quick understanding. So FDA stands for Food and Drug Administration. It's pretty funny. I think any organization with three letters automatically rings fear into people, IRS, FDA. But to be honest, what it is it's an agency inside the United States Department of Health and Human Services, okay? So it's got a commissioner, and then it's got four directorates, like four, let's say, managing directors that oversee a few different core functions. And those core functions are medical products and tobacco, foods and veterinary medicine, so for your pets, and then global regulatory operations and policy and operations. So in a nutshell, what they're responsible for is really to protect the public health by assuring them of safety and effectiveness of various things. Now, here's the biggest confusion when it comes to specifically dietary supplements and vitamins, which boost as part of this world. When something is labeled a dietary supplement, and actually I will say they're very good about distinguishing between a dietary supplement and actually a medical drug. When it's labeled a dietary supplement, you know, no vitamins that everyone is buying are actually ever, quote unquote, approved by the FDA. There's too many of them. And so the dietary supplement industry, the onus is on the manufacturer. So in my case, the onus is on my company to make sure we're delivering a quality product. Now, what do we do to basically make sure of that? One is there's something called good manufacturing processes, GMP. And so I sought out manufacturers and companies that have been certified GMP compliant. Now, if this gets another layer confusing, the GMP compliant organization, they've outsourced that work to another company, NSF, and there's a few others, but now NSF is a third party that goes into these manufacturing facilities, and they make sure they're GMP compliant, and then they report that back to the FDA. Now, that's a lot of initials and a lot of confusion, but at the end of the day, what it means is that there is regulatory and regulations going on, but again, 9 times out of 10, most times you're going to hear about it is if there is a issue at the consumer level that, you know, there's enough emails or calls going into the Food and Drug Administration saying, I took this and I had this type of reaction. So that means that everybody, when they're buying anything that's labeled a dietary supplement, I'm not talking about the prescriptions you get from, you know, a doctor like yourself or another medical doctor. I'm talking off-the-shelf dietary supplement. It's always a good idea to then drop that into Google and, you know, just see what's out there about that product. But
here's the thing.
So that's an overview.
Great. Well, wait. That's an overview. And, Ray, here's what I want to do. This is such important information, and we don't have a lot of time left. And I want to do part two of this because I know why you got in this, ladies and gentlemen, who you're listening to is this guy that came out of like super uber, like corporate world. He's got a wardrobe that is insane, but he, as an everyday juicer, started juicing to change his health, really did this testing on his juice. And was like, hey, am I getting everything I need from juicing?
Yep.
And took it to a lab, and guess what? He wasn't. So he started in natural products, manufacturing. So actually manufacturing a dietary supplement. And this is why this guy has the inside. I'm a consultant in the natural product industry in all of these acronyms. And we're going to get them to you on Radio MD because it's going to be very, very important for you to understand.
Take a look at Boost. Go to boost.com. You can use the discount code Dr. Holly, and we'll be
all right.
Into
there
this
you
next
go.
Week.
So listen, here we are, mindful medicine, just trying to keep your mind awake.